Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs, and this whole segment of interviews is about In the Weeds. That means my co-host is the one, the only, Walter Sullivan from the law firm of Walter J. Sullivan, Jr.
Junior.
Welcome, Junior.
Welcome, Jeffrey.
Our next guest, Patricia Rossi, CEO, Wellness Connection of Maine, all the way from Maine to Radio
That's
Entrepreneurs.
Correct.
Wow. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You know, now the good thing about her, Jeffrey, it's a family that grows together, stays together. Her and her husband are both in the industry, advising clients, managing businesses, but they grow together and they stay together.
Yeah.
Well, tell us how you got into the business and what it's all about, where you stand now.
Well, it's interesting. I receive a lot of calls those days about, oh, how do I get in the industry? When I started cannabis in 2011, I didn't want to get in the industry. I fell into it. My company is a nonprofit, Wellness Connection, so they were struggling to find a person to join the board of director. At the time, I was an executive at a successful advertising agency, and I was like, oh, why not? That sounds like an exciting, creative little topic, and that was in 2011, and here I am. That makes me a veteran, I think, or a pioneer in this industry.
One of the things we learned, Jeffrey, this is Patricia in the sense of, the company started, they had 4 licenses out of the 7.
Yep.
Patricia was brought in to take the company to the next level, bringing in more management, someone, a professional, and that's where Patricia came in and has been very successful at growing the business.
Yes, now we're a team of 80 employees. We generate about $15 million in revenue. We serve over 15,000 patients, and we're very proud of what we accomplish. One of the very important part of our mission, too, is giving back to the community. So we give back over $500,000 every year in the community. And we're vertically integrated. So we grow, we extract, we bake, we dispense, we do all of it.
In a place like Maine that needs jobs, you're a welcoming business.
Yes, and that's part of a lot of what I do, is always trying to advocate for cannabis as a positive stimulus in the economy, namely Maine. We don't have a lot of industries that are booming or hiring, so there's really a strong potential to harness.
And a lot of land.
Yes.
Now, you not only run a business, you also provide consulting services to others.
Yes, to various, yes.
What have you seen as people coming to you asking for help? The pitfalls that they've fallen into?
Oh, it's interesting. There's the people that think they know, but it's really not that simple. So they typically are questioning or they're very assertive. So we show them that there's a method to the madness, and it's actually a very complicated business. We make it seem very streamlined and simple, but it's very complicated because of all the compliance, the financials. And there's some people that just have money and they have no idea. They just think it's a cool investment. And
a lot can go wrong in the whole process.
It takes a long time, and there's a lot of things, you know, starting with obtaining the licenses, but it's only the start. You know, you also have to get the approval from all the municipalities. The regulatory is changing all the time, every 2 or 3 months. Look what's happening in California. It's starting to happen in Maine. Every 2 months, everything is changing on you just because. Why not?
Right?
So you have to be very flexible as you're building your company.
Now, you worked with entrepreneurs prior to being in this business. Do you find the industry to be very different from what you were used to in the past?
No, the fundamentals of being a successful entrepreneur are not changing. You know, you need to be very focused, to have a plan, a strong, not just an idea, you know, really a good financial plan, and surround yourself by the right people, trustful people. You know, in this industry, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors, and it's really important to be discerning as you're building your team and starting your company. So all the fundamentals are still there.
We've been speaking with Patricia Rossi, CEO, Wellness Connection of Maine, all the way from Maine to Radio Entrepreneurs, with the one and the only Walter J. Sullivan.
And we're in the weeds.
And we are in the weeds, deep.
Patricia, one of the things in Maine, I mean, Maine was before Massachusetts. You started
Correct.
In 2008.
Mm-hmm.
You came in 2011 to straighten out the company. They voted to allow adult use, but it's taken a while to get up and running. And it's still not quite there yet.
Almost. We've never been that close. That's the way I see it. Yeah. Yes, it was voted in 2016, sorry. And the governor just didn't want to do anything with it. So
now you have a Democrat, they smoke. So
put all the brakes in it. That would help.
Republicans never smoke.
Don't forget, we do have a speaker that's involved in this, and we have a former governor of Massachusetts that's involved in the business.
No, it's interesting. We can draw, party lines down this.
This could become a very
interesting
partisan business.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know Republicans who do, so I don't know. But
they're just quieter about it.
Probably.
That I would
Yeah.
The psychographic is different.
It's not a badge of honor
really
for them.
Yeah, you're really politics. The former governor probably did smoke. He just didn't tell anybody.
So it got us in limbo for several years with an explosion of the black market because the worst happened. The worst case scenario is what happened to us. You pass a referendum. Everybody is absolutely excited. Explosion of the demand overnight. Everybody thinks it's legal, and legally you can buy, you can grow, you can possess, you can transport, you can gift. But the only thing you cannot do is buy, because there's no licensing plan. So basically, you just legalize gasoline, but there's no gas station. So that created a massive explosion of the black market, and it's going to be a struggle to bring back the genie in the bottle. But I think, over the last, since the beginning of the year, the new governor has definitely shown sign that they want to finally implement this. We've started seeing some adult use. There's some municipalities that are having their act together and are starting to have applications for licenses, coding, zonings. Final rules and regulations should be available within a month. So we're, please all cross your fingers and toes around this table. We really want it to become a reality Q1 next year.
What's the price per pound in Maine?
Price of lettuce in Massachusetts.
It's $3,800 to $4,200 a pound in Mass.
Okay.
In Maryland, it's $2,000. It's
cheaper in Maine. It's where
not worth the trip because of the gas prices will
be. $1,800 to $2,000.
Wow, that's because you've also been, you've been in business a lot longer in Maine than we've been in Massachusetts.
No, I think the business is very mature. There's a lot of stores. There's 8 dispensaries. We opened 4, but there's also a lot of caregivers that are now opening storefronts. So there's a lot of competition. I think in Mass, you don't have yet all the stores. They're all in the process opening, so there's still quite of a restricted access. For us, it's the prices have collapsed drastically.
So when you came in 2011, what did you observe of a business and then taking it to that next level? The issues that you saw. 'Cause the same issues you saw is what's occurring here in Mass. And you see companies in Massachusetts.
Or I'd say it differently. What do you think Mass could learn from you?
That's actually a good way of putting it.
I'm not an attorney. I don't be paid for extra words.
Well, what could we learn? First we should learn that it's important to learn from other states. Every state is trying to do it their own way without taking a note from their neighbors or other states. We all go through the same phase and the same problems, For a company to be successful in cannabis, whether it's in Maine or Massachusetts, you really need strong compliance first and foremost, because that's a highly regulated business. You need strong business principles and foundations, and also employees. It's really all about the employees and showing them that it's not just, you can smoke weed and it's a cool business. It's really a company with a mission that is driven. One of the first challenge we had when I started at Wellness was really the staff, because It's federally illegal, so it attracts a certain type of talents, not necessarily the talent that would, or I would say free-spirited individuals. So it's interesting to have to get in a really productive, efficient supply chain model and production with a team that is not necessarily fit for it. So we building the team was one of the first and foremost challenge that I did, and learning compliance. But there's also all those, you know, finding banks. You're going to lose banks along the way all the time. So really about building a strong business case that allows you to convince banks to stick with you, to convince insurance to stick with you, and that you're not, you know, really demonstrating your company.
Building an organization. That's good. Patricia, if someone was looking to connect with Wellness Connection of Maine, how would they find you?
Wellness Connection is present on all social media channels. They can find me, our website is mainwellness.org, and if they want to get in touch with me, they can find me on LinkedIn.
Great. I want to thank you for being on the show today. Continued success. I want to thank my co-pilot, Walter Sullivan, from the law firm of Walter J. Sullivan, Jr. Excuse me. Yes, that's correct. And Jr.
Yeah, Junior.
Yeah, Junior. Thanks for being on. Thanks for arranging all of this, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.